Welcome to Don't Call Me. My name is M, and I'm so glad you're here. Some objects carry more than just weight. They carry history. They hold memories, emotions, the echoes of past versions of ourselves. Tonight I pulled out a blanket. Not just any blanket, but a heavy, durable, high-quality throw. Kind of thing that feels like home. But I didn't buy it. I didn't inherit it from a family member. I got it on my first day at a women's shelter. When you enter a shelter, they don't just show you to a room. There's a process and a system. They took us all down to the basement where we could pick out our own bedding. It was one of the only choices I had left to make in my life at that time. I remember my hands brushing over this particular blanket and hesitating. It just felt too nice to be there, too thick, too warm, too good. And I remember the sharp pang of guilt that hit me as I picked it up, as if taking something that nice made me selfish. I was at rock bottom. I had nothing. And yet, even in that moment, I struggled to let myself have something comforting, something warm, something that 15 years later would still be with me, draped across my shoulders as a reminder of just how far I've come. When you walk into a shelter for the first time, there is a strange, surreal quiet. It's not the absence of noise, it's the weight of it. A quiet made of exhaustion, heartbreak, and survival. You see women in various stages of their own journeys, some fresh with fear in their eyes, others hardened, almost unshakable, as if they built walls so thick that even the weight of the world couldn't get through. I had made the decision to move in because I needed something I couldn't find anywhere else. People who understood. Women who had been through what I was going through. Counselors who could help me untangle the unbearable knot of heartache I was living with every second of every day. At that time, my pain felt so vast, so all-consuming, I thought it might swallow me whole. I honestly didn't know how I made it through that time. And maybe I wouldn't have without them. There's something about being around people who just get it. Who don't need the whole story to know the weight of what you're carrying. That kind of quiet understanding is its own kind of medicine. When you're in survival mode, dreaming feels like a luxury. And yet, somehow, I enrolled in school while I was still living in the shelter. I had just graduated not long before with an associate degree, honors. And I knew I wasn't done. I started in a sociology program not because I wanted to study theories or write research papers, but because I needed to understand why the world was the way that it was. Why did these systems fail people? Why did some of us end up in places like that shelter? I wanted answers, and I wanted to change things. Psychology teaches you how to survive in a broken world, but sociology teaches you how to change it. And at that point in my life, I needed to believe that change was possible. Later, they changed my program to social psychology, but I didn't change the courses I took. I stuck with what felt important. And somewhere along the way, I signed up for a Shakespeare class. At first, I thought it would be just another literature requirement. But then I started watching the movies, reading the scripts line by line, trying to understand why people had studied these works for centuries. And that's when I met Hamlet. Prince of Denmark, tragic hero, the man who could have taken action, but didn't. Hamlet had every opportunity to deal with his grief, to confront the truth, to make a decision, but instead he ran. He distracted himself. He pulled everyone around him into his own unraveling, and in the end, it destroyed everything. I knew that struggle, the need to keep moving, to keep avoiding, to do anything but sit with the pain. At that point in my life, I wasn't just avoiding things, I was drowning in them. And Hamlet's story, it wasn't just some distant literary tragedy, it was a cautionary tale, a mirror. There's a moment in the play, one of the most famous lines in history, to be or not to be, that is the question. And at that time in my life, I felt that question deep in my bones. 15 years later, I'm in a new Ivy League school, a school that is paying for me to be there, and I still have that blanket. It's not just fabric anymore. It's a relic of a past life, a reminder of a decision I made. Because I didn't choose the Hamlet route. I didn't run forever, and I didn't let my pain define me. To be or not to be, I chose to be. Not to be was never an option. I refused to simply suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Instead, I chose to oppose them, to push forward, to defy the odds, to shape my own life out of the wreckage. Everything that was meant to harm me became a lesson. Every time I was knocked down, it was only temporary. The heartache never fully left, but it didn't stop me. And now, when I pull that blanket over my shoulders, I don't feel guilt. I feel power. 15 years ago, I hesitated to take that blanket because I thought I didn't deserve something nice. I wasn't worthy of comfort. But now I know better. Because that girl, the one who thought she was selfish for taking something soft and warm, had no idea how far she was going to go. She didn't know she was going to survive, that she was going to thrive. That one day she'd be sitting here telling this story, reminding others that even in their lowest moments, they still deserve warmth. Sometimes we hesitate to take what's good for us because we've been made to believe we don't deserve it. We convince ourselves that suffering is just our reality, but that's a lie. No one is meant to suffer forever. You are allowed to take the soft things, the warm things, things that make life easier, even in the middle of a storm. You don't have to prove yourself worthy of them because you already are. I don't know where life will take me next, but I do know that no matter how much changes, no matter how much I grow, that blanket will always be with me. Because it's not just a blanket. It's a reminder of who I was and who I became. And maybe we all have something like that, a small piece of our past that reminds us of just how far we've come. So if you're listening to this, if you're in a place where you feel like you don't deserve warmth, comfort, or peace, let me tell you this. Take the blanket. You deserve it. As always, take care of yourself and one another. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to check out more stories at Don't Call Me.